Amnesty International has accused the Chinese government of torturing members of the banned Falun Gong spiritual movement. It said the bad treatment of prisoners and other detainees in China is widespread. Since Falun Gong became prominent 2 years ago, the government has arrested thousands of Falun Gong practitioners. It also has fought a bitter propaganda campaign against the group. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
On January 23rd, the eve of Chinese New Year, five members of the Falun Gong spiritual group set themselves on fire in Tiananmen Square. The incident happened in front of a Western film crew who were detained and questioned. The government did not report it initially, but the following week it suddenly bombarded the airwaves with reports of the event. Among the five was a 12-year-old girl. The sight of a young girl writhing in agony from her burns and calling out for her mother has been given massive media coverage since then. The message has been clear. These people were encouraged to commit a crazy act by their belief in Falun Gong. In an added twist, the Western film crew that witnessed the event has been accused in the Chinese press of being complicit in the suicide attempt. Falun Gong representatives abroad say they have no backing from foreign governments, and they did not orchestrate the self-immolation with Western journalists. And they are against suicide, they say. The self-immolators could not have been real practitioners. Sunny Low of Hong Kong University says despite huge social and economic changes which have taken place in China in the last two decades, this campaign shows that underneath it is still the Communist Party in control.
It seems to most people that China is changing rapidly. But politically speaking, China is maintaining an enormous regime with a huge capacity to mobilize people and citizens against political enemies.
Equally remarkable is the success the campaign has achieved. The cafeteria in central Beijing is full of people sitting down for their lunch break. The TV is on in the corner, and as always, the news broadcast is talking about the evil cult of Falun Gong. 28-year-old Song Jiaqing sits eating a bowl of steaming noodles. She's seen many of the reports about the self-immolations in Tiananmen Square.
I couldn't believe it. If that little girl really did that because she believed in Falun Gong, then she must have been really mixed up. After I saw these reports, I changed my whole view of Falun Gong. Look at them. They encourage people to harm themselves.
Her friend Chu Yanyan agrees.
I believe the government is saying it's a cult. Otherwise, why should they set fire to themselves? It's people who belong to cults who do that sort of thing.
The reaction of the two girls is representative of broader public opinion. For all the amazing change in China, most people still have limited access to anything other than government-controlled media. And there's an increased willingness to believe that, as the government says, there are anti-China forces abroad trying to cause chaos within China by backing Falun Gong. It points out that the Falun Gong leader, Li Hongzhi, lives in New York. There are no news reports about the thousands of cases of Falun Gong practitioners who've been arrested, jailed, and even killed in police custody. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.